All right, we're rebooting the Fifth Circle.
Is it? All right, we're gonna try this again now.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Everything just started messing up, and I had to reboot things. And...
Am I the only one who feels like the second start we should have went with Double Vision?
I think I'm sick of that song, and I'm absolutely over it.
Yeah, right. You're getting it right now.
No, I'm not.
You're typing in Double Vision on YouTube right now.
He's not.
I could never in my life.
I trust boys more than I trust boys.
Marie, stop playing that to make it look like I was doing it.
Yeah, stop being a dick.
Come on, Marie. It's not even funny anymore.
Yeah, it's like it was. The bit has run its course.
Yes. By the way, yes,
can we all agree all. Marie was out of line?
I'm going to kill you all. Bringing it back.
We're going to get her to do it.
They asked if there is a acapella version of Double Vision. For those that haven't heard it, it's not acapella, but I do have this.
I've been from one to another extreme. It's time I had a good time. Ain't got time to wait.
It's pretty good.
I want to stick around till I can't see straight. Fill my eyes with that double vision. No disguise for that double vision.
Why are there a bunch of people singing in the bathroom?
Because apparently some people respect the song while it's playing, Mersh.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ. It's a pretty good version of Double Vision, though, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I don't think a bad one exists.
No, absolutely not.
Now, I want to play this on this show because Marie found this yesterday, so all credit goes to her.
You heard the Skrillex version of Double Vision?
No. Well, I'll get to that, but you're going to like this. You know how me and you are all about like songs that you know, support political leaders?
We are?
Yeah, we are.
Game
okay, well, what is one sort of market that hasn't been tapped?
Log cabin Republicans?
No, Rick Santorum and rednecks.
Join the fight. We finally got a man who will stand for what is right. Game on. Victory's in sight.
Now ready for the shoehorn with Reagan.
A man who understands. That God gave a bill of rights. Oh, there is hope for our nation again. Maybe the first time since we had Ronald Reagan there will.
You like that? Come on. How good? First off, all credit goes to Marie because she found it. The same is the name of the song is Game On, song for Rick Santorum.
My eyes hurt.
What?
My eyes and ears.
What?
Hurt.
You said you wanted to hear the second verse? Okay,
I
Marge.
Didn't say anything. No, I never said that. Why are you doing it?
But you know what, Marie? If you could post a video in the chat room, the two girls are kind of fuckable.
Of course they are.
Good old country gals.
Yep.
Yes, I believe Rick Santorum is our man.
Oh, God. No, he's not. And if he was, this would have ruined this.
He's got
why would... I don't even understand. Like, is Rick Santorum, is he popular in the South? I don't follow politics.
This is really good, dude.
Faithful to his wife and seven kids. He'll be loyal to our land. For there is hope for
this is terrible.
There's hope for a nation again.
Maybe the first time
since we had Ronald Reagan.
There will be justice for the unborn.
There'll be justice for the unborn, Merch.
And we'll blow up abortion clinics and we'll take down the Jew-run liberal media. Okay, this song just gets uncomfortable.
Constitution rules our land.
It does.
And you will end up nuking Iran.
That's really funny.
Oh, it's crazy.
No, what's crazy is anybody who votes for Rick Santorum for anything. I wouldn't vote Rick Santorum as the head of our PTA.
I wouldn't vote for Rick Santorum if he was running for Rick Santorum.
You know what? I'm going to give credit where credit's due, and I'm actually going to say this guy Carlos Valencia had a great joke. He's a comedian from North Carolina. He said he was doing it about Bush, but right. it works for Santorum. And just basically goes, if Bush were running against AIDS, I would vote for AIDS. And then he was like, I would actually campaign for AIDS.
Oh, man. You know what you need, though? You need some hope.
Join the fight.
No, we don't. I don't. What I want is, I hope, is that you stop
playing
this.
Who plays the birth is right. Game on.
Who is this? Who's the artist?
The artist is Super Tuesday Surprise. But oh, I'm sorry. No, excuse, Game On is the name of the song.
Well, first, guess what? Surprise. We're going to get the nigger first.
Jesus Christ. Their name is First Love
Dude,
Band.
Dude, you got to understand for that joke. It's because they're rednecks and stupid. Like, you know, I understand that that's a bad joke, but, you know, the context. Go fuck yourself.
These chicks are kind of hot, though. Western Echo says this song is better than Double Vision. I don't know about that.
I don't think anything's better.
Hey, Western Echo, you do music. Why don't you do a Skrillex remix of this song?
I don't think anything's as good as Double Vision. I think if Christ came back to Earth,
he would vote for Rick Santorum?
No, he would probably come out and his entrance music would be Double Vision.
That's a really good song. I don't know. We never played it before.
I don't like this.
You don't like what?
Like I hurt. Oh. Like I'm eight. Like that song, just after hearing it, I feel like I have the flu.
Merch, I think it's the rapture. Because Jesus is back.
Now I feel better.
You know in the Bible, in Mark, Jesus was quoted as saying, feeling down and dirty, feeling kind of mean. And Jesus once said to John the Baptist, I've been from one to the other extreme.
I don't understand. I don't recall that ever being.
Yeah, he said it in the Bible.
I do remember the passage when he did ask Mary Magdalene, I want to know what love is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He actually asked her to show him.
But then she called him a dirty white boy. And then he was like, that's as cold
as the skies, like the jukebox hero that he was.
But you know what? He left them as cold as ice. And also the song Urgent.
Come on, Marie. You know you want to do one.
Come on, Marie. You know you want to do a Foreigner pun?
No.
Did you know that Mary Magdalene was the woman in black?
Oh, now you're digging for B-sides.
Deep tracks, motherfucker.
That's so bad.
It's so good. All right, I apologize. New song.
Well, you know, because I also heard that Judas turned on Jesus because he was a little hot-blooded.
Oh, he was.
Come on, Marie, they're fun.
What?
Foreigner puns are fun.
You know, the problem was that they were all playing head games with Jesus.
All right, we're running out. We're going to have to move on to REO Speedwagon songs.
No, we're not. That's not even funny.
That's unconscionable.
Yeah, because if it was REO Speedwagon, he would take it on the run. And also, don't forget that if it was REO Speedwagon, he couldn't fight this feeling anymore.
Who could? God
damn it. Such a good song. But you want to know, do you want to know what God said to Jesus?
I believe it was, I mean, you probably have it in front of you.
Yeah, I do. I have it. He said, carry on, my wayward son. But here's the thing, Marsh. I don't know if you know this. He was living on a prayer.
Well, you know, he also did a lot of walking around. People said he was a roundabout. All right, that was a Yes song.
You're right, yeah. But you know what? You know what Jesus did? He gave love a bad name. You don't like it?
I really hate this.
But you know what's going to happen when Jesus comes back, Mersh?
Do you want to know? Crucifixion was like bad medicine.
You know what Jesus is going to do when he comes back? He's going to rock you like a hurricane.
I believe he'll also take a walk on the wild side.
Yes, but also, you know what? You know what, devil? Welcome to the jungle, baby.
You're on a night train.
And
you're
know
on
what?
A night train with your rocket queen headed to Paradise City.
And you know what you're doing up there? You're knocking on heaven's door.
This is all in the Bible. I remember all this because I went to Christian school. Yep. And I recall all of this. How is this not in the, you know what I mean? How can anyone argue that that's not the Bible?
Hey, you know what Jesus said when he went up to heaven, Mersh? Do you want to know?
What's that?
He said you can't touch this.
Can't do it.
What?
I can't handle it.
And also, you know
Did you know this? If you're going to go into bad rap, I also heard Judas was an informer.
Hold on. You know what Jesus' favorite food was? Jelly time. Peanut butter jelly. All right, I'm done. Sorry.
I don't know how we ended up with Foreigner to peanut butter jelly time.
I apologize. I think we should all clear the palate and move on forward.
Sad now.
What? Sad. All right, we're good.
I don't know.
We're good.
I'm now seeing the young ladies. You know, there is a lot of dislikes on that Santorum video.
It's so weird. Like, you would think that all these liberals would love it.
That is so funny how many dislikes that has.
Apparently, 5,000...
Looks like a lightsaber. Yeah.
Apparently, 5,447 people think it's game off.
Yeah.
Thumbs that up.
5,443 people like Bieber.
By the way, did you see that everyone's talking about this Kony 2012 thing? It's about this Uganda military leader. Have you seen it, right? Please tell me you know what I'm talking about, Mersh.
No clue.
All right. Marie, you want to explain it or you want me to explain it?
You can explain it.
Okay. It's about Africa. Nothing is more powerful
Uganda.
Than Uganda.
God, you're so dumb. I should have explained it.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, you haven't talked in a while. You talking. Your voice arrives.
I'm doing work.
Tell me what happened with Kony.
I don't know. I never read it. I just read the title.
He's this black kid who's like in an army in Africa. This, by the way, what you're getting is 5-year-old's explanation of politics. He's like this black kid in Africa, and like they give guns there to kids, and I think it's like totally wrong, and like they hurt people, and we should stop that, America. What do you think?
We should stop that, America.
Well, no, we should stop that, comma, America, exclamation mark. What? What did you think I meant?
We should stop that America, folks.
Stop that dirty America. It's a new campaign that spotlights the horrors inflicted on by the Lord's Resistance Army, a milita.
Yay!
No, you're supposed to boo them.
Oh, but it sounded like such
they're a heel.
Guy name.
They're heels. They're not.
Why do they have such a fucking good guy name? Then?
I know what you're thinking. Lords of Resistance, Legion of Doom, totally different people. A milita for years has been notorious for abducting, maybe the bushwhackers, Mersh, that's as much as I'm going to give you, has been notorious for abducting children to fight as soldiers and suffer as sex slaves, as well as for mutilating its victims.
Yeah, that's kind of heelish.
But the campaign has also spurred, yes, Marie?
Why is John posting Coney Island videos underneath the title Coney 2012?
That's really funny, that's why, because that is the funniest thing you should be doing. This thing that's about saving African children, he's posting fun pictures of roller coasters. I'm very
Wait, they
happy.
Have children in Africa?
Yeah, they do. They're called little black people.
What is this Coney Island video? It looks like there's some sort of carny in the still frame.
Hey, Marie, we're doing a thing here.
It's my bit! I told Royce about it. So fuck you.
But the campaign has spread a debate about whether the nonprofit behind the effort and its empowering tools of social media. Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. The video campaign was launched this week by Invisible Children, Inc. A San Diego...
Wait, they're invisible, too, when they have guns?
It sounds like an abortion...
This is really scary.
Invisible Children, Inc. sounds like an abortion clinic. Do you know what they should call children? It? You know what they should call Invisible Children, Inc.? They should call it the Lido deck on a cruise ship, because you could do that when you don't have kids. A San Diego-based nonprofit that produced a half-hour documentary that aims to ramp up international pressure to arrest...
Rockumentary.
Rockumentary.
It was a rockumentary.
So it really was weird. MTV did it. It was Kurt Loder.
It was inappropriate.
I don't get...
Still
first
alive.
Off, rock you like a hurricane while there's black children starving? Not a good choice, MTV. International pressure to arrest Kony, the militia leader, is wanted by the International Criminal Court. I didn't know there was one of those, by the way. On charges of committing war crimes. And also War Games with Matthew Broderick. Coney has...
Well, somebody finally... I'm glad somebody's finally getting prosecuted for that.
It really... Come on. That Joshua computer was out of hand.
Glad that's coming to a resolution all these years later.
It's 85 when that movie came out, and now they're finally prosecuting them. First off, I thought there'd be a statute of limitations, but apparently for war games, the only statute of limitations is death.
I can't wait till we finally get to lock up that fucking Gene Hackman for everything he did in Hunt for Red October.
Fuck that. Remember Gene Hackman? After he did that, he went and tried to make Nevada. He bought all this land in Nevada and tried to blow California off the map.
Yeah, dude, he's out of control. Why don't we start arresting these celebrities before they start
seriously?
Getting...
Secondly, first off, Cheadle, that whole Hotel Rwanda thing happened, and he hasn't spoken about it since. That was very vicious.
I have personally watched William H. Macy kill his wife and her lover and then kill himself, and he's still walking around. Mm-hmm. How is that possible?
And that time Kevin Bacon was a pedophile, and they let him keep acting? Come on.
That was real life.
Oh, you're right. Sorry.
Just in real life. Sorry.
And Ray Lewis.
Fucking the bit up.
Ray Lewis kills a guy and they let him keep playing football?
Okay, no, that's real life, too. Now you're fucking the bit up again.
Michael Vick kills dogs and then the Eagles pick him up?
I think you're forgetting the basis of the bit.
Well, I don't understand.
Which was the actors in the movies and uh-huh. thinking that they were... And then you went off into real things that
it.
People are just doing.
And really
like
getting away with.
Like people and killing animals.
And getting away with it.
Still making $40
million. Yeah. The video quickly went viral. More than 32 million people had watched it on YouTube by Thursday morning. The phrase, "Stop Coney," is trending on Twitter as celebrities such as Rihanna... Zooey Deschanel being quirky with Zooey Deschanel.
That is one of the funniest things ever.
Urged their online followers to watch the video. But
actually, it's not a dress. It's an electric blanket. I'm cold all the time.
But the campaign also spurred sharp criticisms of Invisible Children's and its tactics. The group has been criticized for downplaying a government abuse under Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni.
If you're an invisible child, what tactics do you need to use? You're invisible.
And accused of commercializing the conflict to profit from it. It's spending an overhead and also have come under fire. Apparently, Reed Richards and Sue Storm were not available to comment on their children's status. I added the last part because they're Fantastic Four, and she was the Invisible Woman, so their children would be invisible.
That was really clever.
It was, right?
And I just totally missed it.
Game on! Join the fight.
This is the new Double Vision.
No, this is better, I think, than Double Vision. Sorry. Yeah, so black people are hurting black people in Africa, and white people are going to care for about a week. Does that pretty much surmise our entire country?
Yeah, we write an article about it, and we're like, oh, that's sad.
I did my part. Actually, somebody on Facebook has a picture of a kid that's excited that goes, I retweeted the video. I saved Africa.
Go fuck yourself. We should send Dutch there. He'll save Africa.
No, he won't. He'll probably bang as many white chicks as he could find. And then once he leaves the American embassy, he'll kill himself.
That is true.
Here it is. I just put it on my Facebook wall. Shared Coney video, I fixed Africa! Exclamation mark. It's actually really funny.
Oh, you can obviously see he's kidding.
No, I think they mean it. No, obviously they're kidding. John keeps posting Coney Island videos, huh? I'm going to like this one. Coney 2012, everyone share the link and spread the message. And then he posted a video of just Coney Island. What a douchebag.
That's pretty funny, though.
I'm going to share that. It's just way too good.
That is very funny.
For John, especially. All right, Mersh. I've done my best. I brought you a great video. What do you have to bring to this party?
Nothing. I got nothing. I was out for a whole 2 days.
Well, I'll give you something then. Snooki's fiance reveals the baby's
nickname.
Oh,
yeah.
Snooki Polizzi has just announced that she's pregnant with her first child and the baby already has its own Jersey Shore nickname. The reality star's fiance and baby daddy, Gianni LaVielle, took to his Twitter on Wednesday to thank fans for well wishes and revealed that his son-to-be or daughter-to-be new moniker is short and tan. One word, short and tan.
I have never wanted a baby to be born black more.
The name is obvious reference to the parents who are both super brown. We get what it means. They're both short. I got it. The name is an obvious reference to the parents who are blah, blah, blah. Snooki stands at 4'9", while her boo is reportedly just a few inches taller. Really? The guy? Yeah, the guy is really short. It's not even a man.
I hope they have like a 6'8" kid.
Yeah, they're just fucking Odin. Just comes out of, comes out of her little vagina. Well, I'm assuming it's a war-torn vagina.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure anything could just kind of slide out of that.
It's like throwing an atom in a hallway, I think is the old saying. It's like throwing a God particle in a hallway.
I'd bang her.
Who? No way. I would not. I would. Why?
I mean, I don't think I could bang her, but I would bang pretty much every other Jersey Shore chick. Let's say that.
Even the situation?
Yeah, especially the situation.
He's such a handsome woman.
Have you seen that stomach?
Yeah. All right, a San Antonio prep...
Greatest thing ever was Royce calling Marie a handsome woman.
Hell yeah.
Probably made me laugh for a week.
A San Antonio prep hoops fan accused of racism over USA, USA chant. A high-profile high school in one of the wealthiest...
That's obviously racist.
A high-profile high school in one of the wealthiest districts of San Antonio region finds itself under fire after its fans chanted USA, USA, USA following...
Yeah, but what people didn't say is that it was an acronym for Unspec America.
No, no. He was talking to the janitor. He was saying, hey, USA, come here. fans chanting USA following its boys basketball team's regional final victory against the team's made up predominantly of Hispanic players.
For a chant after a boys basketball game that lasted less than 10 seconds. After Alamo Heights defeated Edison High School on Saturday, some students started chanting USA, USA. Edison High School is predominantly Hispanic. Brian New joins us live with the latest.
Sarah, the San Antonio Independent School District has filed a formal complaint tonight with UIL for what some are calling a racist chant. They cheered when on offense and chanted when on defense. And when Alamo Heights accepted the trophy, their coach said he could not be prouder of his team.
Tremendously proud.
Or of the student body for its support. But it was what some Alamo Heights students chanted moments later that had Coach Andrew Brewer yelling at them to stop and their opponent offended.
There were some students still in the bleachers who began some chants of USA, USA. It's very unfortunate.
Why is that unfortunate? Why is that disrespectful? Seriously.
It's extremely disrespectful.
No, someone explain it to me. Like, joking aside, bits aside, all that crap aside, I am genuinely upset. Somebody tell me why the fuck they're apologizing for that. And I'm Hispanic, mind you. I just want to know why the fuck anybody is apologizing for that.
Because the reason why is because deep down, we all still hate you. So we're just subconsciously apologizing for no reason.
That had Coach Andrew Brewer yelling at them to stop and their opponent offended.
There were some students still in the bleachers who began some chants of USA, USA. It's very unfortunate. It's disrespectful to our students and our community.
Nearly all the players on the Edison High School basketball team
we're not a part of USA.
The student body is 96% Hispanic.
We are not for the United States of America here in America.
Yeah. Nah, we don't. We here in Hillsdale community. we do not recognize the United States government or any of its ilk. Or the Jew-run liberal media.
We're very apologetic. That doesn't represent who we are as a community or a school district.
I don't. But that's exactly who you are. You're American.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I do not have any pride, nor do I feel good about who I am or where I was born. That's insane.
No, there's more. I have more. You want to hear more apologizing?
I think it even represents who those kids are. They're good
never
kids
hear enough
who made
apologizing.
A really bad decision.
The superintendent says the students involved will not be allowed to attend the Knicks game, and the entire student body today was lectured about the incident.
We want to make sure that that doesn't happen again.
And that's the same concern San Antonio Independent School District has.
What doesn't happen again? People have pride in their country? We want to make sure that we want this to be as much like communist Cuba as possible.
It had a year ago.
It's concerning that we had a similar incident but with different schools a year ago.
Last year during a Lanier High School game.
Somebody bought an American-made Coca-Cola. Everybody.
He was suspended for 3 weeks.
His family was subsequently murdered by the liberal media.
brought to repatriation camps.
Yes. Yeah, repatriation. I love that. It's a great idea. This fucking 1984 shit going on. We apologize for anyone that was offended by our students wearing shirts and not stereotypical ponchos as Hispanics like to wear.
We will no longer allow our students to show pride and iron their clothes before they come into school.
And Independence Day is just going to be called Hot Dog Day.
However, we will be charging for the hot dogs.
Has and had a year ago.
It's concerning that we had a similar incident, but with different schools a year ago.
Last year, during a Lanier High School game, students from Cedar Park High School near Austin chanted USA, USA. Lanier, much like Edison, is predominantly Hispanic. And much like Alamo Heights, Cedar Park apologized.
Hates Mexicans.
We were offended, you know, because, well, basically, even though we get free health care and all kinds of things from the American government, we snuck here. I'm still offended because I'm not an American. Then go fuck yourself.
Blaming it on good students making a bad decision.
The Alamo Heights superintendent said that the students involved have apologized, and some of them even telling him they just weren't thinking. Some of the students involved with these chants were Hispanic themselves. Reporting live, Brian New, KINS 5.
Wait. If some of the students that were involved were Hispanic, I'm sorry, but I fail to see what the fucking problem is.
Well, I just think that's because you're not looking at it from a sensible mindset. I think it's clear to see this is offensive. I'm disgusted.
They were saying USA. They weren't saying if they were chanting,
that's some shameful shit.
If they were chanting go whites, go whites, go whites, first off,
well,
they weren't,
the team's name is actually the whites.
Yeah, well, yeah, they wouldn't have won the basketball game if that was the case. But if they were chanting yes, white people, I get it. But I don't understand what they're doing. Does anybody?
Look, I think that the time has come that when you show pride in your nation, you should obviously be shot in the face.
That makes sense. You know what? I'm just going to close this window because you're so right. That's not.
They had chanted Iran. It probably would have been cool.
What if they were chanting this?
Game on. Join the fight.
What if they were chanting that? And just rocking out to it.
I find that much more offensive than a USA chant.
Speaking of this, California high school brawl. 4 injured in racially motivated 30-student fight.
On News at Noon, it's breaking news today. Trouble on a local high school campus.
Reports of a big fight at Carson High School this afternoon.
What a horrible voice.
I love that tone of how awesome is this shit.
Yeah.
Dude, it's breaking news today. Trouble on a local high school campus.
Reports of a big fight at Carson High School this afternoon. A couple of students are in there.
A couple of students are in trouble because I don't have working nasal passages.
I'll tell you what, 12 of them were almost killed. All right, stop, relax.
Jesus Christ, Wolfman. You want to fucking calm down?
Hospital. Okay, KL9's Mike Case flying above the scene with more for us. Mike?
Dave.
Oh, my God, I could fly?
Sandra, right above Carson High School here, 223rd and Main Street. The call came out about 10 o'clock this morning during a break. Several fights broke out on the campus. The LAUSD school police and Carson Sheriff's
are no longer in business, so they had to call police.
Yeah.
responded. They detained eight students. Three of those people taken into custody. Five students issued citations for fighting. For a time, the high school was on lockdown. It is now on modified lockdown, which means the students can move around. But it appears to be the fight has, of course, dissipated, and there doesn't seem to be much activity on, except for this large police presence still on the scene. We believe we saw several school police and sheriffs patrolling the area, but no other fights have broken out again. A total of eight students.
That's so weird that an inner city school would have fights.
Yeah, in Los Angeles.
I know.
Racially motivated.
So weird.
Tamed, five of those students receiving citations, and two of those injured were taken to a hospital. Again, in Carson High School, modified lockdown here, 223rd in Maine, in Carson. On my case up at Sky 9, KCAL 9 News.
And also, anyone in the city knows all the cops are here, so go ahead and loot.
Supposedly it was between some Samoans and some Mexicans.
Really? Some coconut niggers?
I believe that is the technical term, yes.
Yeah, for Samoans. Pretty sure.
I want to mix some beer and orange juice. What's that called again?
I'll say it, Maria. Nigger mimosa?
Are Armenians uncomfortable with saying that?
No, Maria's just looking for a job.
good. Well played.
Well played, dear.
She sounded like a horn for half a second.
A nigmosa?
She was like a hmm.
Wow, you want late breaking news. Jose Canseco was
Jose Canseco is dead. You heard it here, folks,
He's not.
Yes. Jose Canseco's what?
Jose Canseco bounced from Mexican League after admitting to using testosterone.
Okay, guys, I want to retract our previous story on the Fifth Circle that Jose Canseco was dead.
Or a baseball player.
Fucked Madonna good.
Once a juicer, always a juicer. That may be indeed the case for Jose Canseco's attempt to play in the Mexican Baseball League.
He really is Kenny Powers.
Yes. Ended on Wednesday after league officials said that the former star admitted to taking a banned substance without a prescription. League president Pilano Escalante said, "Do you have any food?" No, he said he told ESPN Deportes that the banned substance was testosterone and Canseco refused to take a drug test. It's a Mexican baseball league, for Christ's sake.
Oh, man.
The 47-year-old former slugger had been trying out with the Quintana Roo Tigers. Isn't that also brain stew?
We just cracked helmets.
Yep.
Laying on the ground and being carted off the field right now.
Publicly stating that it was his goal to again play in the major leagues one day. At 47, the Mexican League is a AAA level.
What are you, fucking the Sylvester Stallone character?
Yeah. The Mexican League, AAA level ball, but the teams do not share any affiliation with the MLB franchises. Still, it was better than the independent league ball that Canseco had been playing in. Dude, he really is Kenny Powers.
I know. As soon as I heard Canseco in Mexico and thrown out, I'm like, he's Kenny Powers.
As has been his custom, Canseco took to his Twitter account and defended himself with a fury of stream of consciousness. How can I test positive when I never took any test? Don't believe everything in the media tells you. The truth always comes out, and I'm not using any illegal substances, he wrote from his Twitter. All I am on is prescription medication for low testosterone, legal and very important for my health. Okay, well, let me just school Canseco here. The medicine they give you for low testosterone is testosterone. So you're taking steroids legally, but you're taking them.
Yeah.
Whether it's explaining why he sent his twin brother to box for him or professing his love for Lady Gaga, Canseco, his uninhibited tweets have always been a particularly sad piece of theater. He has become the ultimate outsider in a sport that has turned upside down with his publications of being juiced, whatever.
He's an asshole.
So Jose Canseco is now Kenny Powers. I may love the guy.
Yeah. Just being that level of a fuck up. Like, when you go down to the minors in Mexico and still fuck up, you're a fuck up.
You know, down here, he used to have a road named after him, but after the whole juicing thing, they changed the name of the road.
What is it now?
I don't know. I think it's
Pitbull Boulevard.
No, that's every other street here. I think it's called Flow Rider Avenue.
Yeah, Flow Rider, between Flow Rider and Pitbull Avenue.
Mm. All right, you want to take a break?
Yeah, quick one. I got to, yeah.
All right, Marie, you want the break or do I do the break? I got it. All right, guys, we will be right back. It'll be a two-song break, Mersh, just so you know.
Yeah.
All right.
And we're back.
We are back. The number is 954-573-2780. It's 954-573-2780.
Best rejoiners ever.
Those were all Mitch, man.
Mitch has been doing a great job.
Yes, Yale Three Hall.
Isn't that the reason why he got a promotion from nothing to assistant to the producer?
Yes. All right. I like this one here. Want to stop crime? Meet the criminals. Seattle. Of course it's Seattle.
Just the most liberal, douchey place ever.
What crime is happening in Seattle? Someone I'll tell you what crime's happening. Starbucks?
Suicide.
Flannel.
Oh.
Crime of fashion. At a public safety meeting Wednesday night, the new message from some community leaders in South Seattle was the neighbors should go and meet gang members and drug dealers in their community to help curb the violence. Some neighbors who came to the meeting said that they were hoping police leaders would listen to their growing fears about crime. Others came up with...
It would be great if it was just like some neighbors who arrived were beaten severely and robbed immediately.
The top commanding officers in the Seattle Police Department were all crowded meeting to listen. Because South Seattle neighbors said they are fed up with the growing trend of violent street crimes in their neighborhood, City Councilman Bryce... Harold, yeah, he's total right winger, huh? Bryce gave each person.
Oh, yeah, that's a hardcore name.
Yeah, an electronic device to answer survey questions about how safe they feel and how effective the police are. There are drug dealers; they're poison to our communities," said Harold. "No, they're not. They're the only thing keeping people not killing themselves."
A Seattle community living in fear after a string of crimes. Tonight, Cairo 7 finds out how SPD's top officers want residents to help them stop the violence.
Well, you know, I just think that everyone should leave Seattle because it really sucks here and it's always raining. We had Ken Griffey Jr. for a while, but that passed. So, yeah, that's been my time.
Go out and meet gang members and drug dealers in your community.
That's the new
message. Now, see, the thing I said sounded more sane compared to the thing he said.
From some community leaders. They say neighbors living in fear can help police stop the rising numbers of shootings in South Seattle. Cairo 7's Gary Horker heard all of that in a very crowded meeting. Gary.
Yeah, we sure did here in the south side of Seattle. Some neighbors tell me they came here hoping Chief Diaz and the rest of the SPD brass would listen.
Another one asked me if I knew Kurt Cobain.
To them about why they're afraid,
every single
but some
person
community leaders
yep.
have new explanations on how to fix that fear. The top commanding officers in the Seattle Police Department
are also bakers.
huge Soundgarden fans.
We are giving out It's Fun Facts in Seattle this week. On KRO 7, It's Fun Facts Weeks in Seattle.
These are drug dealers.
A man was murdered. Little known fact, there was a murder at McDonald's where you get two 99-cent Egg McMuffins in the morning.
Do you know that's a common misconception that we're the number one capital in the world for suicide? But did you know that we're actually number two next to Indonesia? It's like that's their attempt at upbeat news.
Right. We had sun one day 3 years ago, and that's the news. does the sun ever come out in Seattle? I think it doesn't. I'm pretty sure it doesn't.
Yeah, the sun just doesn't. Even the sun doesn't like Seattle. You know what I mean? There's no reason to go there.
Because South Seattle neighbors say they're fed up with the growing trend of violent street crime in their neighborhoods. Councilman Bruce Harrell gave each person an electronic device to answer questions. How safe do they feel? And how effective are police?
They want the drug dealing to go away. They want the house burglar.
Mersh?
Yes?
You there, buddy?
I'm here.
You reading the chat room right now?
No.
There's a guy named Rob White that says, is Evan on here? He used to do a weather segment, right? He's the one that writes Mersh's jokes back in the early 90s.
Did Evan write your jokes?
Back in the early 90s, Mersh?
No. That's my pal, Rob White.
No, I think it sounds like something you would do. I think that Evan being the comedic genius he is, and by the way, tell him he steals me $40, that he would write all your jokes.
Yeah, it's true. The reason why Evan is, you know, Evan was so focused on writing my jokes that he never wrote any for himself.
Really?
And that's why he's so terrible.
Oh, is that what it was?
Remember that prank show he did where he came and drank a bunch of beer and stuff and then left without paying? And then he...
No, that was just dinner.
Oh, really?
That we had one time.
That wasn't a prank.
Yeah, the autistic quarterback kid bit that came from a conversation Royce and I had.
Yeah.
It was all Evan.
That's all him. Everyone knows that.
Yeah. He writes stuff based on stuff that I experience in the future.
Oh.
It's like Quantum Leap, but for comedy.
Wow, that's pretty impressive, I have to say.
Marsh is like Scott Bakula.
It's pretty cool.
And that no one remembers him.
Well played, sir.
Will the last leap be the leap home? No, it's never the leap home.
Wait, you were hanging out with Yakov Smirnoff?
Yeah.
Whoa, it's pretty cool. He was pretty big back in those days.
But anyway, Mersh, what are some jokes that Evan Weiss wrote for you? Or did he just take a picture of himself and go, here's material?
Yeah, basically. No, I don't. Evan, why would Rob come and mention Evan?
I love it. Thank you, Rob. Rob, I'm thanking. No, Rob, thank you. Mersh.
That's why I stopped what you guys are doing, because that got boring.
No, it was good. The jokes that he writes for you, like, what are they?
Pretty much everything. All the stuff about all the relationships and stuff. See, Evan's actually a lady killer.
In that he murders ladies and keeps them in his tub.
In that he literally murders women and dumps them in a sump. Allegedly.
Right. So, but anyway.
Make sure remember when Ray Lewis killed a guy?
Yeah, remember when Evan Weiss didn't pay me $40?
I remember. I was there.
Yep.
He didn't do it.
Well, that, whatever.
No, not whatever.
That's between you guys.
No.
You should come up and collect.
It's between you, because you're the intermediary. Get me my money.
How am I an intermediary between a friend and a guy I don't talk to?
You live in New York.
How does that happen?
You live near Evan.
So what, do you want me to set up a meet?
No, just kill him.
Yeah, what Roy said.
Mersh, that's reasonable.
Mersh, I'd kill somebody for you. I wouldn't, but I'm saying that now so you'll do it for me.
But you explaining that, now he doesn't believe you.
Yeah, but I can't lie to Mersh. He's Mersh.
Oh, good point. I can't argue the logic in Mersh being Mersh.
And I think we've already decided that women have an easier time in prison, so Marie's going to have to murder Evan.
Women have an easier time in life.
I don't have to murder anybody.
They really do.
Yeah, childbirth. That's all you have to deal with. And period.
I'm not even dealing with it.
Yeah, Marie.
I'm avoiding it. I heard it was bad.
And periods, which I know you deal with. Trust me, I've been around you.
All the time.
3 weeks out of the month.
I have extra periods just to make sure I don't get pregnant. I induce periods just to go, oh, thank good, my uterus is empty still.
Yeah, we call Marie the old egg dumper. That's what she is.
Don't want any of those, ovulating. Nope. Not me. Not in this uterus. Not in this womb.
Marie dumps eggs like fucking, like they're toxic waste. Just all the time. Just getting rid of it.
It's true. Don't want them.
So, Mersh, when are you going to open for Evan?
Well, we're just trying to work out the details, see if we can get Colin Kane on the show.
Ah, triple threat. Are you guys the big three of Long Island?
No.
Yeah.
Nobody's the big anything of anything. Everybody should be dead. Myself included.
Not everybody. And by the way, why have you been such a goddamn gloomy Gus lately on Facebook? I'm sick of it.
You're a gloomy Gus.
No, my friend. You're a gloomy Gus. And also, I'm going to go on the edge and say you're a negative Nancy.
That's kind of personal and nasty. Yes. There's no reason for that.
You know, the way we treat each other is not even right. It's not even PC, actually.
No, yeah, but, I don't. Negative Nancy is just like, well, seriously. I mean, I understand it's internet radio. The fact that I even repeated that disgusting term.
I think we should just call it the N-word so it won't get confusing.
Yeah.
That would be more confusing.
You are a dirty N-word, Mersh.
Why would that be confusing?
I don't get it. What does N-word mean?
Nothing.
No, Marie. What does N-word mean?
It doesn't mean Marie. Anything.
Marie.
It means negative Nancy, like
no,
you
it
said.
Doesn't. What does it mean?
It means negative Nancy, because sometimes it's inappropriate.
But you said
to call.
It could get confused with something else that it might be used as?
No, I didn't say that.
No, it could. You said it.
No, I clearly recall you saying
it. We could play it back.
I was mistaken. I was thinking of something else.
What were you thinking of?
Puppies.
Oh, by the way, Rob says that you would open for Evan, but you have to bring 10 people, so it's a bringer.
Yeah. Good. I don't think he does those anymore, or books them.
Wes Renego says, you're not a negative Nancy. You need to turn your frown upside down.
All right. Thank you, Brent.
Upside down frowns.
I want to turn my frown upside down with a shotgun.
Upside down frowns is the name of my new record company.
Really?
Yep. Just
upside
started.
Down frowns.
Upside down frowns.
Sounds like a 1950s pop label.
Upside down frowns on Jive Records.
Upside down frown records is like early Beatles stuff, like all those skiffle bands.
Mm-hmm. Seriously though, is Evan still doing stand up?
He booked a bringer at Vince D'Antoni's funeral. Jesus Christ. boo. I don't know. I don't follow him. I think he blocks me on Facebook and Twitter.
Why? You've been nothing but cordial and nice to the gentleman.
Really, I have been nothing short of a cavalier gentleman to him. But, you know, some people just, you know, they're ingrates. They're ungrateful for all the niceness I've showed them.
But he really is mentally challenged, and we should stop, because chances are he'll kill you before he kills me.
Well, I've already decided that's going to happen.
I think he's just going to kill you at a show, like on stage, and go, who's funny now, and then shoot a gun.
Yeah, and the audience will be like, him still.
Yeah. I guess maybe if you shoot him again. I mean, you didn't shoot him in the face, so him still.
Exactly. You didn't run. You didn't need a. You didn't fucking shoot anybody. So still top notch in my book. He got laughs. Mm-hmm.
So Marie, are you going to get the new iPad?
No.
With Retina display. I don't know what that means.
It means.
Oh,
it
I read about that
your
thing.
Retina.
Yeah, I have. That's like all over the news. Shit is motherfucking tizzite.
It's going to be more expensive. And do less things. No, it's going to do more things.
How great would that be if they just announced
but
it that way?
If any company had the balls to do it, it would be Apple. It's going to be more expensive, and we're taking away...
Did you see that SNL Verizon commercial?
Yeah, of course.
What happens if I drop it on the toilet? It breaks immediately. He says it so happily and confidently. It breaks immediately.
I want them to just say that. Like, we're taking away the iPad 2. You can't buy it. You have to buy an iPad 3. It's more expensive and does less things. Go.
And if they added, and how do you like them apples? I would go buy one. I'd be like, wow, they're fucking assholes.
The ball's on them.
Yeah,
you know,
dude.
We at Apple just bought a whole bunch of old Game Boys, and we're just going to release them as iPods. Deal with it.
We're going to call that the I go fuck yourself.
Hey, it plays games. You want to see the app market? They're called these cartridges. Now get the fuck out of here.
Remember Game Boy, dude? It was just black ink games.
It was so bad.
But it was so good.
No, I know. What was your favorite game for Game Boy?
Man, I'm trying to remember. Like,
I'm going
to
pop one up here and you tell me if this is... Here it is. And no, that's not it. Sorry.
I mean, Tetris was obviously the first big one, but that's Tetris.
Ding,
but they
ding,
had
boom,
they had they started making some kind of cool ones. I believe they made a Final Fantasy for Game Boy that I played too.
Well, yeah, and also they had that the Super Mario game that was pretty good, and also Dr. Mario.
I remember when you'd finish like your midterms early. You had to stay.
Yeah.
You weren't allowed to like do anything, and you were allowed to have a Game Boy. That was like, it was like heroin.
And it only took 36 AA batteries.
They were D batteries in it.
It was just, you needed to bring a car battery with a generator and an oil pump.
Oh, man.
I got 5 minutes of playtime on this baby.
That's why I love people nowadays that have a tiny little cell phone that does so much, and they're like, geez, it's so hot when I charge it. And it's like, well, no shit, dude.
Remember that they had...
It's really tiny, and it's powering a lot of things.
You know they had the goddamn balls to release a Game Boy camera, which is a camera that would take black ink pictures on your regular Game Boy? That was a real thing. I'm going to find it right now.
Yeah, that was a fuck you.
That was like, and you could print your pictures, black and white. See, Game Boy camera. Here it is.
Long Guy Gamer here with a review of something that's a little different.
Apple's going to re-release Sega Saturns.
That's the Game Boy camera. This is a camera for the Game Boy made by Game Freak. Yeah, the same developers as Pokemon. Back in the day, I remember...
That was another game on Game Boy, Pokemon.
Was that a thing?
No, well, it was a big game.
Was that on regular Game Boy?
Yeah,
really?
Dude, it goes as far back as regular Game Boy.
I don't remember ever being into Pokemon.
And remember when you wanted to play your friend at Tetris, you had to buy that weird long cord that connected the two Game Boys?
Yeah, the bridge thing so you could play.
God, it was fucking expensive!
But the Nintendo
they fucked you back then.
Whoa, you can...
I mean, and then...
But it's the old adage, you're paying for the jobs and all that shit. And you know what? That was back in a time when at least I would be happy to pay that kind of shit for worthless junk now if, like, at least back then you knew somebody who worked for Nintendo, you know, or like, or at least it was friendly Asian companies that were making stuff. We just weren't just buying shit from China.
Yeah, but you know, on top of that, you got to remember that Nintendo had the balls to then say, you know what would make game, you know what would make Game Boy games better if we had, if we could play them on a Super Nintendo. Remember they had that adapter that you plug into your Super Nintendo and put your cartridge in, and then it would look exactly like it did in the Game Boy, but it was on your TV. And it's like $60, so fuck them. And by the way, I am an American, so I had a Game Genie and I cheated at games. I don't know what you did, but I had a Game Genie.
Oh, I totally had a Game Genie. Can I just defend Nintendo and all those other companies raping us on one level?
You could try.
He did nuke them. Twice.
Fair enough. So I guess a Game Boy camera is forgivable.
We nuked Japan. And if you pull up a map of Japan,
yep,
that's a really small country.
Rob has a good point. Remember the fucking power pad? Remember the power pad?
Shit, the running thing?
Yes. And for fuck that, you want the biggest piece of shit? A power glove.
Power glove sucked. Power pad was fucking tight, though, man. I used to play those running games.
Oh, hell yeah. And then...
The gun was the classic. That shit came out, like, with Nintendo.
I never was able to land the plane in Top Gun. Were you?
No. I mean, I think I did a cheat or something. Mm-hmm. But I could never do it.
Dude, it was, I was so frustrated. Because I'm a kid at the time, too, so you got to remember. And this game was like as close as you get back in the day to really flying, you know?
Yeah, that game and Mike Tyson's Punch-Out dominated like my whole life for like 6 months of my life.
Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Like, and that was the thing. It dominated your life. But what sucked is... The majority of the time of your life that it dominated were just the last two guys.
Yeah. But let's not forget a little game I like to call Rad Racer.
What about Excitebike?
Oh, of course Excitebike, but Rad Racer was the shit, though.
Man, there were so many... regular Nintendo had so many awesome games.
Hey, dude, I mean, maybe we're just nostalgic, though, because I was thinking about that. I was like, were the games really that great, or am I just being nostalgic? You know what I'm saying?
No, because Sean and I both play like the emulated versions of them now.
Yeah, so do I. No, so do I. I'll sit there.
Oh, I didn't know if you were into that, but they hold up. Some of them hold up.
Do am I into that? Not only do I have it on my computer, you know my Android tablet? I have an emulator for that. So I walk around with fucking a whole Super Nintendo library at all times.
Yeah. You usually end up with Super Nintendo instead of Nintendo. But you do. You get so many great games.
Well, the reason... Let me explain to you my reason for getting a Super Nintendo ROM, because it's back... emulator, because it's backwards compatible. It also plays NES games. And secondly, remember for a while, SNES got smart and they were releasing classic NES games to SNES. Like, you could buy all the Mario games for your Super Nintendo in, like, one cartridge, which was fucking awesome at the time.
God, Super Nintendo is my life.
This is Rad Racer, by the way. See if you remember this. That's apparently the sound a car makes when it drives.
My car doesn't sound like that. My car doesn't sound that digital.
Okay,
they did really good with what they had, man.
Let's see if you remember this game just from listening to it. Here, we can pull it up. You're going to hit yourself when I tell it to you.
Oh, this is bugging me.
Let's see if someone in the chat room gets it. Let's give them a chance.
Oh, it's bugging me. Nobody's got it.
Someone will get it. Western Echo will probably get it because he's Russian and they just got this game.
Yeah, he just, last week, he's like, hey, have you played the Super Nintendo?
It
you
is
should
dope.
Come over to my apartment and play it. It's fun.
All right, well, the game was Spy Hunter.
No, I don't remember that.
You never played Spy Hunter? Come on, man.
I don't remember it by name, but I remember that theme. Not just because it's obviously a song we've heard, but...
Yeah, but I think all in all, if you really look back at the NES, it did have the better games.
Of course it did.
Western Echo says, shut up, I'm trying to pass Frogger.
Poor Western Echo. No, you should come over. It's fun. We play, you know, I have now Super Nintendo and both Sega Genesis as well.
I just got TurboGrafx-64.
Yes, and, you know, MTV, I say it's like Sony Guts.
Oh, okay, let's see if you remember this game. I'm going to play the music. Let's see if you remember this game, Marsh. Give me a sec.
Mega Man.
No, let me. There's a few stages. One of these you're gonna get. This is the next one. If you don't get into this one, I don't know what to tell you.
This is really bugging me.
It was one of the better games. It was DuckTales.
DuckTales for Super Nintendo.
Dude, DuckTales
was awesome.
I hated Disney, by the way. But
no,
just that
so
game.
Did I, but the game
was fucking amazingly good game.
They could have made that game like just a little
right.
Nazis when I was a kid and I wouldn't have understood it. It was just cool and historical and weird and like adventurous.
Yeah,
it was
a
bizarre little game.
Fuck, man.
That was back when like people wouldn't just get lazy and go, all right, we have the Lord of the Rings franchise. Let's ruin it.
Right.
Just cash in. Like, people, like, just had a fondness that were programmers of certain things, and they were like, I like DuckTales. I want to make a cool game. And they just fucking did it back then.
Yep.
Of course. That's easy.
This is the only game me and Marie will actually play, because Marie doesn't play video games, but she will help me play Zelda, because she likes the puzzles.
But the original Super Nintendo one was the greatest...
Oh, of course.
That was the greatest one ever.
Oh,
that was such
agreed.
A huge game. Like, it was so long, too, for its time.
Yeah, man, and it was hard as shit. Like there was stuff in the game that you wouldn't know unless you called, like, Nintendo.
Yeah. Trying to remember, Genesis had some tight games.
Oh, I'm such an asshole. Western Echo goes, here's a game, and it's foreigner. Well, I'll just play it.
Oh, I love it. How do you not love that? That's pretty funny.
We had an obsession with the songs translated into MIDI keyboards for a while. Ryan would always find songs that were MIDI.
There's a lot of songs out
every,
there.
Well, because it was like a big thing where like you had to... where you did it through MS Paint or Mario Paint or something, and people would just make these whole symphonies, but it would just be so time consuming because you'd have to place like the cat on repeat it, and the cat was like a B sound.
Oh, that's so awesome.
You like the band this summer on NES, Foreigner, the video game.
What about Genesis? They had Land Stalker. That was a cool game. You play that?
Dude, I of course had a Genesis, and that was good, but I'm gonna pop one up for you, Mersh, and I bet you're going to love it.
Hey, do you remember? All right.
Go ahead. Give me a second.
While I pull Sega it up. Channel.
Mm-hmm.
I had that as a kid.
Yeah, the TV channel, you mean?
Yeah.
Of course.
That ruined my life.
Dude, the shit that first off, let's see.
It ruined my life. I would stay up all night and play fucking until I had to go to school. I was a mess.
Okay, I'm. Let's see if you get this song maybe for this game. It's the same game, different stage. Earthworm Jim, my friend.
That was a good. The graphics on that were amazing.
Dude,
for its time.
They were insane.
And now, like, even if you look back, some of those games, you go, "Wow, it still looks kind
of
good."
Yeah, but were you more of a Sega guy or more of a?
I bounced back and forth. I was a little whore.
Yeah.
I had like certain things I just liked on other systems. Thing is, Sega had quirkier games.
Yeah.
And that's Sonic. But I was probably I probably leaned towards Sega Genesis because it had quirkier games.
Yeah.
Super Nintendo just had like, you had to have that though because it had the popular games and it had like the epic games were on Super Nintendo, like the most ambitious games were usually on that.
Dude, remember when Star Fox came out for SNES and everyone's
that was
like,
such a fuck
Jesus Christ, what is this? Like, just the graphics were insane, you know?
Yeah, there was, Super Nintendo was always one up in them. They always had some big fuck you games that they would come out with. But I liked all like little bizarre, obscure games too. Like Genesis had a game Shadowrun that I still play.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
It was kind of a cool little RPG thing that, but it was like in the future, and it was just weird. It was a cool like, there was a little bit of magic in it, but it was mostly guns, and it's like a crime thing, and it's bizarre. It's just a bizarre game.
Yeah, I mean, I had some games like that that turned out to be like, I had a game called Tiger Heli. For SNES, that was just like, it was a small game, but it was like you just control this helicopter. There was a bigger game that I used to like called RC Pro-Am. Where you control like these. If it was for NES, you control these like little like RC cars.
Yeah,
and it was awesome, dude.
God, I'm getting all nostalgic thinking about.
I know, dude. Isn't it weird? Though. Like, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking to myself, how much time I spent in these fucking games.
Yeah, but, you know, they said you were wasting your time, but I don't believe it. Because if you look back now, you go, man, that was such a good time. Like, you don't feel like you wasted any time. What a blast playing all those games.
No, of course. I have a video here that's 20 games that define the Nintendo Entertainment System. Donkey Kong.
Yeah, it wasn't a big...
I wasn't either.
I was into the adventure game. The Donkey Kong adventure games were fun.
Yeah, oh, dude, of course. Cranky Kong? Excitebike is number 17.
What about when they upgraded to the 64? That was...
Oh, yeah. Duck Hunt.
That was when wrestling games started getting cool again.
Oh, the coolest part about the 64... Dude, I remember, like, there was... The wrestling games of the 64 were the first games to let you create your own characters.
Yeah, and it was still pretty rough.
Right, but the cool part was, like, you would buy a WWE game and you make an ECW character because you were a rebel.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I remember...
Yeah, I don't play those WWE faggots. I'm going to make RVD and Taz.
I remember that CM Punk was still, like, an unknown in ECW, and I got the game for N64 and I made a CM Punk character.
That's insane.
Dude, just...
I just remember being like... Fuck WWF guys, and you would just start making, you would all make your own ECW guys and have them fucking beat the shit out of WWF guys.
And you made WCW guys too.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. WCW, I loved it at one point, but they really broke my heart.
Yeah.
They just fell apart, dude, at the seams towards the end. And it sucks because at one point, they were kind of cool. And then they fucked it up. They groomed a lot of big stars in WCW.
You know, speaking of N64, you reminded me, in the Mario game, that was like the first game that after you beat it, you still had to get like 90 more stars. Like, then the game wasn't over, you know? Like, you'd be like, oh yeah, you beat the game. Did you find Yoshi hidden at the top with the cannon?
Yeah, it began that era of doing that in every game now. Like, Halo even does it.
Yeah, they get skulls.
Get all the skulls.
Yeah.
Right. Who cares? I killed all the aliens. Go fuck yourself. I saved the world. Go
now,
fuck yourself.
Mario 64, good. Mario Kart 64, amazing.
Yeah. I wasn't into the 64 Mario games. The kart games were great.
Mario Kart was awesome.
Yeah, those were fun.
I remember the very first game I played on a Nintendo 64 was Pilot Wings.
Pilot Wings. What else was that? Zelda Ocarina of Time was
best,
on.
Best game probably ever made. Star Fox 64 was really good. Came out on that too. Dual Barrel Roll.
Yeah, 64 started kicking it up a notch. And then Sony came in and destroyed everybody.
Yeah, Sony came in and goes, hey, this is called the DVD player. Suck my dick.
Yeah. Watch these games, faggots.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, oh, my God.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, that's cool. Mario, okay, yeah, this is called Final Fantasy VII. Suck my dick.
Have you seen what they've gotten up to now, though? Like, I saw screen caps for the Raw SmackDown 2012.
Oh, no, it's insane. They look like,
and
real.
The last year guys looked real. But now it's like they're just adding this new physics
sweat,
where it's like they look real.
Dude,
but
not
now
even
they're kind of dirty and weird and shaded and like you're like, what the fuck?
I was reading this article about like games and they say, well, graphics improve so much, like what's something that's lacking and that they're still working on it, and this like big developer for Sony said hair. They said they still haven't managed to make hair look really good.
They've been saying that forever.
They said that they can make the face look perfect. I mean, look at games now, but that is true, man. No matter how good the graphics are, you're playing a brand new game. If your character has hair, it starts like clipping. Like it just doesn't want to be hair. It doesn't like, oh, there'll be in the game. I'm playing Skyrim and there's like a dragon blowing wind at me and my hair is perfectly fine. It doesn't move.
Yeah, but right now there is some kid ripping bongs in high school or like late high school, early college right now. And getting wasted, who hasn't figured it out yet, but is the guy that will.
Rich from Arizona has a good question, Merch. If WCW never went under, would Chris Benoit kill himself and his family?
Jesus. Well, that's a whole bunch of what ifs.
That's a chicken and an egg kind of thing.
I mean, it wouldn't have made his kid not retarded, or whatever
I guess
he was.
It's not really a chicken and egg, because the chicken didn't break its eggs and then kill itself.
Jesus. Yeah, the chicken didn't break all its eggs and then hang itself with a piece of gym equipment.
Yeah.
Oh,
you got to give it to him. At least he got the last rep out.
Exactly. No pain, no gain.
No, literally, you're going to die. You'll never gain weight again because you'll be dead. I remember when PlayStation came out, like, that was big.
I remember when Chris Benoit killed this kid.
Yeah.
And they were like, you might have fragile X syndrome. And I was like, yeah, more like fragile neck syndrome. Am I right? All right, enough.
No, but I remember when the PlayStation came out. But, you know, even when the PlayStation came out, I had a Dreamcast.
Yeah, I have a Gamecast.
No, dude, Dreamcast was a shit. And you know, you could be a hater if you want.
No, I played, like, let's be honest, not a lot of people had it.
Right.
But the few games I played on it were fucking tight.
Sonic Adventure was fucking great on Dreamcast.
That was great. There was a fighting game I played on it that was really awesome.
They had the first online console game when they had that, what the fuck was it called? Something online. God damn it. Someone will remind me. It was like an RPG, but it was based online, and it was like huge on Dreamcast. And remember, when the Dreamcast first came out, the big thing was that it came with a plug-in for your 56K modem to go online.
Ooh, guys.
Mm-hmm.
We're hardwired in.
Phantasy Star Online.
Oh, yeah, that was a ripoff of Final Fantasy.
Right, but it was Phantasy Star Online. It was a good game.
You know what they still haven't figured out, and they have to, and it will make me go out and buy one?
Mm-hmm.
They got to figure out a way to get the wrestling games online. Because I don't like wrestling anymore, but I love the video games. They've always consistently
had
fun video games. Like where you make your own dudes, beat the shit out of people, or you make your own belts. It's kind of tight.
Yeah, the problem with that is I'm not about to buy one for an Xbox, but since they don't come out for PC, I can't download them.
And yeah, and that's the whole thing, man. You want to get like a PC, like one where you can use your dude to go out and kick the shit out of, like, have like a few belts that are available online that, like,
a tournament. That'd be, No, I know exactly what you're saying. That would be awesome.
To be able to, like, work your way up and finally just beat the shit out of somebody one day and get a belt where it means something. Cause you're like, yeah, I had to fight a lot to even get the shot to do it.
GoldenEye 64.
That fucking ate up weeks, months, and a year of our lives. Playing that against each other.
Not only that, how many friendships did it break up?
How many friggin' times did you play that game squinting at tiny boxes?
You know what? I bet you were the kind of motherfucker that would use Oddjob.
I loved Oddjob because he was tiny.
Yeah. But no, but you're a cheater. Fuck you. You can't use the shit. No, fuck you. Because I wouldn't mind if you use Oddjob, except that in GoldenEye, after you picked the character, you couldn't have two of the same character. So you were running around with fucking Oddjob, shooting my knees, and then by the time I aimed my gun down, I was dead.
Yup. Oddjob was tight. I didn't do it all the time. I only did that when I needed the edge. The Oddjob secret. I didn't know a lot of people knew that.
Yeah. No, yeah, of course, dude. Everyone used it. But also paintball mode, big head mode.
People do that now, though, when you're playing Halo or fucking Call of Duty and they're jumping up and down. Mm-hmm. That shit is so irritating.
Catra in the chat room says they had every system. No, you didn't. Because if you had every system, did you have a Virtual Boy?
What about Game Gear?
I had a Game Gear, and it was fucking tight.
Game Gear was awesome.
You know why it was tight?
That fucked Game Boy in its
asshole. Because I was playing these black and white bullshit, and then I got a full-color fucking Sonic game that took 6 A-cell batteries, but whatever.
And burned out in a fucking 5 minutes of gameplay.
But it was so worth it. It was so good. Dude, the game that I used to play that, and I used to play on my Genesis, I had Joe Montana Sports Talk Football.
Was that a good one?
Oh! Wait till you hear how good you think people complain now about how bad like Madden, how the commentating is. It's like it's so unnatural. Check this out. This is the game. The gameplay. Here's the announcing. Joe Montana Sports Talk Football.
A beauty.
He's running it back. Here we go.
To the 10, 20, down at the 22, a 14-yard return.
How natural and good does that sound?
That's, you know, we make fun of it, but that's pretty good for its day, man.
For a Genesis? Of course it was.
The kicking team comes on. It's first down. I can't believe it.
There was a time in your life where you were like, that's Joe Madden, that's fucking, oh my God, you're freaking out.
Someone is talking.
Sounds just like a dude.
Yeah.
Kinda.
But Virtual Boy was that when Nintendo decided, let's go 3D, and it was just, you put your head in like this mask. Do you remember it, Mersh?
No.
Okay, I'm going to post a picture of it. I'm sure a few people remember it. It was one of like those most infamous flops of all of company flops of all time. But it's
3D Nintendo?
Yeah. When you look into the Virtual Boy, the problem was that everything was red. Like, all the characters.
Oh my God! I think I do remember.
Look in the chat room. I posted it in the there. If you want to see it.
The red. I remember.
It was horrendous. And they had Mario Tennis.
That's right. I do fucking remember how terrible this was,
dude. It was insane. But it was so bad. I remember playing it. Remember when? This is back when I was a kid and Sears used to sell video games. I remember going into Sears. And after buying pants at the Husky section, I would go to where the games were, and I tried the Virtual Boy, and I had a headache, and I was just complaining about how bad it was.
Probably gave you a tumor.
No. And by the way, the thing is, if you have a Virtual Boy now, if it's in good condition, you could sell it for like $400 or $500 online.
Yeah, because they weren't huge. That busted like right away, didn't it?
If you want to buy Virtual Fishing, the game in its box, it costs $181 on eBay right now.
That's so. Why would you want to buy that other than to collect it?
Well, you know, there's those collectors that go out there and they buy all that shit. Like, you know, I was reading this thing. Like, there's these Nintendo scavengers. Like, there's like a certain game that only like 10 were made. And if you have it, it's worth a shitload of money.
I do remember playing one of these once. I definitely didn't have one.
They had a Tetris for it because, you know, when I was playing Tetris, what I thought was, you know, it'd be great if this was in red in 3D.
Yeah, all red all the time.
Yeah.
Why didn't they just call it the Nintendo Patrick Bateman?
It came out later that it was safer to get a laser pointer and point it right into your retina.
It's just, dude, there's got to be evidence that this gave people some eye tumors.
There's just no way.
There has to be.
There was no way that it was good for your face.
No, there has to be one tumor responsible because of the Virtual Boy.
I wonder how many they sold.
That's so terrible. So what else were – I remember like the – what was it? The Sega Saturn.
Here, you want fun. It came out in July 1995. It was discontinued in December 1995. It had a few month run.
That had no – dude, there is food with longer shelf life.
Seriously, I think I have a pack of beans that's in my pantry that's older than that.
Fuck beans. There's like literally like candy bars could stay for that long.
Wow.
That's insane.
Dude, and although I would love to have one now so I could sell it.
Virtual Boy. That's, ugh. And you know there was like a couple of stupid spoiled kids that bought that and used it for like a day.
Speaking of spoiled kids, Karcha in the, chat room says Neo Geo. Yeah, I remember the kids that had Neo Geo in my school. They were called Asians.
Yeah, Neo Geo. They had like 8 games.
You know the kid that we didn't hang out with? The kid that said, hey, you want to come by and play my Atari Jaguar? That was the kid that I didn't hang out with. I know.
That was the worst. And then, like, yeah, the Jaguar was, like, actually really powerful for its time, but it just had no games.
No.
Nobody wanted to code
historically,
for it.
Historically, out of all the systems, they say the Jaguar was by far the most powerful. It had, like, a multiprocessor. It was just, for its time, was insane. It's like, for example, it's like right now you have your shitty laptop and someone would go to hand you a brand new Alienware. You'd be like, Jesus Christ, this is awesome. But the problem is you could only use the Alienware with Windows 3.1.
Yeah, and that was the problem.
Right.
That's fucking, and it sucked because I remember there were the couple of games that were, because they hyped the shit out of the Jaguar. And I remember it was like on those displays, you could go play the games. And some of those games looked beautiful.
The Jaguar is developed by Flare Technologies, a company. The team had claimed that they could not only make a console superior to Sega Mega Drive and SNES, but they could also make it more cost effective. Not only it was cheaper. That's the best part. Not only was it better, it was cheaper. Impressed by the work, the Konex Multi. Well, that's crazy.
You know that also has to do with like bigger corporations. Like the bigger game corporations were probably like, you go start making games for them. We're never going to have your games on a Nintendo again.
The Jaguar was introduced in 1993 for $249 under a $500 million manufacturing deal with IBM. Oh, if you want somebody working on a system, it's IBM, by the way. The system was initially marketed only in New York City and San Francisco under the slogan Do the Math, claiming superiority over 16-bit and 32-bit systems. The Atari Jaguar struggled to attain substantial user base. Well, yeah, it's an Atari. In 1992, the Atari reported that they had shipped 17,000 units of the system. By the end of 1994, Atari reported they had sold approximately 100,000 systems and had reduced the price to improve for the competitive nature. By the end of 1995, Sony and Sega had entered the marketplace with competing consoles, and Atari sales declined rapidly. You know what Atari is? Atari was a guy who was average in bed, and then Sony and Sega came in with just humongous dicks and fucked the shit out of their girlfriends.
Your girl just vanished.
Yeah, there's nothing you could do.
Yeah, that sucks.
But I'm telling you, that's the thing. That's the same thing with Apple. Like, does Apple really make better products? Not really. But is it cool?
No, but they crush everybody that fucks with them.
They beat the shit out of them.
And that's what I mean. The Jaguar could have killed it, but you know, the bigger guys were like, "Look, dude, you're not going to be allowed to make any games on our platform."
Katra said that he had the Atari Jaguar 2. He said we wasted so much fucking money.
Oh.
This kid had the Jaguar. I would love to play an Atari Jaguar. Just check this out. It was the first 64-bit system. It was at the time when SNES was out, it was doing what N64 did.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty sick. I don't know. I do not know how they had to have a terrible promotional platform and just that must have been a really misdirected
company.
Well,
yeah, it was Atari Jaguar, not for blacks. And
yeah, well,
that killed them.
No, that would have probably made them great.
No, but they only advertised in Compton in Harlem.
Oh, yeah, then it wasn't a good idea.
It wasn't a very good business model.
Could you imagine coming out with a console and saying only whites could own this? It's
and every
so
time,
good.
Every time you bought
everybody
it,
everybody would want it.
Every time you bought it, it came with an actual Jaguar, the cat.
Yeah, not even the car.
Yeah.
An actual Jaguar.
Yeah.
Or an ocelot.
But yeah, but I mean, it's insane. Like I was going through a box in my attic, and now
that's
attic,
no way to talk. But Marie is right there.
Well, if Marie had a Sega Genesis in her, this would be about her. But I found an old Sega Genesis.
Marie, could you fit a Sega Genesis in you?
No.
Maybe the new compact one. How about a Game Gear?
How about an iPad?
No.
Anyway, the Sega Genesis. You know what game was in it? Sonic and Knuckles. Which had the port on top to put your other game on it so they would play together.
That's how life should be.
Yeah, everything in life should have a... Your stripper should have a port so I could put something on them so they don't speak Russian.
Yeah, like something that would plug into your USB.
Yeah.
Like they would still talk Russian, but your computer would fix it.
Yeah, it would translate. Like if you've ever been to a page that's foreign and Google goes, would you like me to translate?
I like Russians. They're hot.
Yeah, but they're also Russian.
Yeah.
I don't trust them. I don't trust anyone with a Russian accent. No offense, Western Echo, but I don't trust anybody with a Russian accent.
It's very untrustworthy.
It's just that you got to remember, I'm a child of the 80s, so in the 80s, it was beat into my head that Russians were bad guys.
Yeah, and that's how it's always going to be, so go fuck yourself.
Do you understand that in my house, until I was 19, I thought Red Dawn was a documentary?
It was.
Yeah, well, I mean, no, it wasn't a documentary. I found out later there was a movie based on real-life events.
Oh, okay.
That's what it was. Yeah, it wasn't Patrick Swayze, it was his brother.
Okay. That makes more sense.
Which ironically his brother has two pancreases.
Oh, that's terrible. Mm-hmm. That's a terrible thing.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, he's dead, so.
They just can't nip that, can they?
No, they can. They can. And the saddest part is that Swayze worked until the day he died. Like, he was doing that TV show on A&E called The Beast.
Yeah, and it just failed miserably.
Well, I think his pancreas failed first.
But I don't think the show was doing well either. It wasn't like, you know how much a show has to suck when it's not a hit and you die?
Western Echo says, firstly, it's Ukrainian. Secondly, not taking it seriously coming from a dirty Cuban and the product of whatever minority rape Mersh is.
All right, take your shit back to Kiev.
You really are the product of minority rape.
That's not nice.
It's really not. It's really not. You're like a modern-day Thomas Jefferson bastard.
I wish. I wish I had some founding father money.
I don't think any of the money... do you think any family's still living off of George Washington's cash?
Yeah, of course.
Whoa!
Guy was balling.
You think fucking Tito Washington, who basically has had the white bread out of him, right now is getting money from George?
Yeah,
and not Jorge. Not Jorge Washington. George Washington.
It's a known fact that Thomas Jefferson died with a gajillion trillion dollars.
Really? Because it seems like you just made that number up.
And that's not even adjusted for inflation.
You
that was at the time.
Just made that number up. That's not a real number, first off.
A gajillion trillion?
I think at most the entire country had about 10 grand.
A gajillion trillion is such a childish number. It's the worst. When you just, it's not a good place to start when you're negotiating with somebody.
It's the equivalent of saying nanny, nanny, boo, boo.
Yeah, exactly. So where are we starting off? A gajillion trillion dollars.
Sir, you wrote on this paper a gajillion trillion dollars.
What's negotiable? I wrote slash NEG.
No.
So that means negotiable.
No. I wrote next to it OBO or best offer.
You do that. I'm going to put a Craigslist ad out. A gajillion trillion dollars or best offer.
Sir, I see that you're selling your 1975 Yugo, but why is it a gajillion trillion dollars?
I said our best offer. What do you got?
Secondly, can I pay with a check?
I'll give you $1,800 for it. Now, that's ridiculous. You're going to go from a gajillion trillion to $1,800.
Meet me somewhere in the middle, like a babillion.
like a billion jillion gajillion.
Dollars.
What is wrong with them? I'm so exhausted.
Children have no concept. Children and John have no concept of what money is.
And John. It just kind of, he sees it. He holds it. He knows what it is.
You know what it's like with John and math? It's like when you look at like a French book. You know their words, but you don't know what to do with them.
That's not nice. He's a good kid.
Yeah, he is. I like him. Yeah, he's going to be hanging out with us in New York.
Hey, Hippo Juice Shorty Awards.
Yeah, we should all celebrate.
You're sticking me with the pedophile.
Really? John's a pedophile?
Oh, boy.
I'm not sticking you with anybody. They're staying at a very lovely hostel in Connecticut and walking to New York.
In Connecticut?
No, I'm fucking kidding.
I don't know what's kidding with them.
Well, you know what?
Everything's believable.
This will cheer you up. Game on!
Join the fight. Remember, folks, Rick Santorum needs your vote. Who will stand for what
is right. Game on. I bet you these chicks would fuck him.
And remember, folks, if we don't get Rick Santorum in, that means that it's going to be a Mormon who loses to a black guy.
Yeah. You know, it'd be funny if Obama had the balls just after he got reelected to come out and say, I'm a Muslim now. What are you going to do about it?
How about if he comes out and says, I was never a Muslim, but you guys turned me into one with all your needy bullshit. That would be kind of cool if we just pushed him into being a Muslim. I got tired of hearing it.
I don't think anyone's ever been pushed into being a Muslim.
I think it would be awesome if you just went, look, I got tired of hearing it. Fuck you. Fine. I'm Muslim.
A restaurant server spreads the word online that Manning left him a huge gratuity. Waiter fired for showing off Manning's tip. Why? Oh, wow. This just came out now. All right. Manning went to a restaurant with some people, and the bill was...
We're talking about Cooper Manning.
Right. The bill was $738, and that was with 18% gratuity already included. And then he added another $200. He gave the guy an extra $200.
So he's a gentleman.
According to the Triangle Business Journal, which I guess is run by Zelda,
I'll tell you what, I don't see a lot of running backs doing that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
A server at the restaurant was fired after posting a photograph of the generous tip Manning left on a $625 bill. The restaurant included its own 18% gratuity, bringing the tab to $739, and Manning added another $200 on top, roughly a 50% tip. John was terminated by restaurant owner Van Uri for violating the restaurant's privacy policy. Wow. Oh,
fair enough. You know what? It's in that kind of a place...
You can't do that shit. Yeah, I agree. I mean, it makes sense.
Not working at Applebee's and flashing his tip around.
Yeah. Yeah, you probably shouldn't post photos that include the last four digits of Peyton Manning's credit card number. We've blurred them out just to be safe. Oh, thanks, Yahoo. That bad publicity for the restaurant, it surely can't afford for a rally glitterati to... Wait, where was this restaurant at? Raleigh, North Carolina. Well, we know the Carolina Panthers aren't getting Peyton Manning.
Oh, this was in Raleigh?
Yeah. You want to know the name of the restaurant? Maybe you know it.
Yeah, what is it?
It was a Peyton Manning. Angus Barn.
Yeah, I don't know it, but if it's in Raleigh, it's...
It's a restaurant.
Know, it's a restaurant, and it's definitely in North Carolina. No, but it's a nice town.
You know what's awesome? He signed his credit card with his Peyton Manning signature, which I guess he should, but that's pretty fucking badass to have a credit card receipt that Peyton Manning signed. Come on.
Yeah, I would just keep that. I don't know why you have to be a braggart.
That might be better than a football, because you could steal his credit at the same time.
True, you could steal his whole identity.
Hey, Peyton Manning, this is LifeLock. It says you're trying to buy 5 jet skis. Is that right?
No, you've been trying to buy 5 jets.
The actual players as slaves.
No, I meant actual jets, but yeah, sure. Yeah.
No, I meant the slave thing.
You're trying to own LaDainian Tomlinson. There are legality issues, sir.
Yes. And the thing is, every time LaDainian Tomlinson plays, he always...
No, when you say you're trying to own a black man, there's legalities at risk. Like, we need to talk taxes.
Do you know...
Like, they never get into the fact that it's wrong.
Do you know why LaDainian Tomlinson's nickname is LT?
Because he's black.
Because they can't fit Kunta Kinte on his uniform. So, therefore...
I don't personally go for that type of humor.
Really? You don't work blue normally?
I'm squeaky clean Mersh. Everybody calls me that.
Mersh is the Dave Coulier of comedy.
I'm the Dave Coulier of life, in that nobody ever remembers me 2 minutes after
meeting. I'm doing the hand gesture, Mersh. Cut it out.
Oh, like from the show.
Yeah, yeah. And then Michelle will walk in and be like, "You're in big trouble, mister." And then I just assume Bob Saget would fuck her mouth.
Just... Complete, like, takes her upstairs, gives her a good vicious hour-long molest.
But not only is he molesting her mouth, since it's still a set, you have, like, just the camera crew staring awkwardly. And there's just, like...
He's like, I'm method acting.
And there's a boom mic on the floor. And then it turns up as some grainy picture on 4chan.
Why is it always 4chan or 7chan?
Because I think it's just a mecca for pedophiles.
It is. That's unfair. I think it's just a mecca for weirdness.
You know what else is a mecca for pedophile? Mecca in the Middle East.
Yeah, oddly enough.
No, not many people know that. And also, not a lot of people know that at the Mecca in the Middle East, there's an actual Mecca clothing store.
It's also a mecca for terrible pilots.
Yes.
A lot of them come from there.
All right, you want to wrap up, Mersh?
Yeah. Buy Killjoy, because I'm poor.
Oh, Western Echo wants to know when you decided to be Tom Myers.
Who is that?
Oh, just this local Cleveland comic that's really funny. We did a whole bit on him on Dutch and Royce.
Oh, is he good?
No, he's so bad.
Oh, man. You guys got to let me know when you do that stuff so I can...
I guess, BM before Mersh.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, I want to do more Mike from Long Island calls.
Oh, that guy.
He's a nice guy.
He really is.
I mean, that's his whole thing, though. He's really nice, but then it always ends weird.
Yeah, it does. It ends with some smug.
It never ends so terrible that it's irreparable. Just a little weird. That's my new character, Mike from Long Island.
Well, is there anything you remember about this show is that you definitely want to buy the director's cut of Full House.
Yes. And 21 Jump Street.
It's more like Memento. All right, guys.
Get 21 Jump Street on DVD tomorrow. What?
Thank you for listening, guys. I hate everything about you.